Howdy and Frank Show. Joey Diaz, if you want to get his latest album, his blue album, it's right now, it's available on HeidiandFrank.com. Go there and get that. He will be performing at the Hollywood Improv on January 17th and 18th. For tickets, go to Hollywood.improv.com. Follow him on Twitter, at MadFlavor. Joey!
There he is! Joey!
Good morning.
How you
doing?
How are you?
Good.
Thank you. Oh, you're talking to Heidi.
Both of you. What's happened?
You've been busy.
Yeah.
You just recently in Grudge Match with Robert De Niro and Sylvester Stallone. That's still out in theaters
right now.
Oh, no big
deal. Yeah, Two icons.
Yep. I lucked out.
Did you luck out because you were also in Analyze That with Robert De Niro?
So no, I lucked out because I was in The Longest Yard. And then Peter Siegel called me into audition for that. And I remember looking at it going, I'm not going to get this. I'm going to try to get out of it. And I go, what, am I kidding me? I'm going to go in there and knock them dead and then let them decide what they're going to do. And then they hired me, so...
And the same thing happens for Grudge Match, or is that the one you're talking about?
No, I'm talking about Grudge Match.
So you just you're at home and the phone rings. Here's what we're thinking.
No, they called and they said, you have an audition for a Stallone movie. And I IMDb'd it, and I seen De Niro and Kevin Hart and Kim Basinger. And I said, this, I'm ready to rock. I got to go down there and show them who the boss is.
Because it seems like I thought you were going to say that you said, I'm never going to get this. And you went in, then you did well. Like, is that sometimes when you go on stage as a comedian, where you're like, I'm not really feeling it. Like, tonight, I'm just going to go out there and just do my thing, and then you end up killing?
No, well, sometimes you look in the audience, there's a lot of older people in there. You got blue material.
Mm.
You see a lot of moms, you know, and you're like, oh, I'm going to bomb. And then you go out there and you do great. They take the ride with you, you know? So sometimes if you want to lose, you can lose the battle before you go up there with the long. I thought because of The Longest Yard, because it went so long that Peter Siegel didn't like me.
Mm-hmm.
So when they called, I'm like, I'm going to go in there and he's going to say no. I thought that the casting people were submitting me. When I went to the audition and I rocked it on the way out, I go, hey, tell Peter Siegel, things changed since The Longest Yard. And he goes, what are you talking about? It was his idea. So I knew I was part of the game. I knew I was in.
Well, what did you do on The Longest Yard that you thought he didn't like it?
The Longest Yard was a 17-week movie that... You know, it was just, it was too many people in the movie, too many different personalities.
So you just got a feeling that
It got crazy. And I was the bottom man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what's the expression? Whatever goes downhill.
Yeah.
So when something went wrong, you know, I was the man.
Joey Diaz, that's why.
Oh, he brought the reefer. You know. He brought the margarita mix. So
be honest,
you know, so be, oh, I always bring the reefer. You got to bring the reefer. So.
You and Frank will get along just fine.
Yeah, I didn't bring reefer today. It was going on a 405. So
dang it.
I just ate a lollipop. And I got here in like 18 minutes.
That's unheard of.
From the valley.
Yeah, because some people, like we had Andrew Dice Clay in the other day, and he was late because of the traffic, and it's always a bitch to get here. So surprised you got up that early.
I got up at 5 and
ate your lollipop.
I fed the cats and cleaned the litter boxes. And
look at you.
The baby came out. I said, hello, my wife had a baby. We had a baby. I'm 50. She's 44.
Congratulations.
So don't give up. Never give up. So
was this a planned?
No, really planned. Who plans a child?
Margarita mix, some reefer.
I'm 50. I want to be a
no,
dad.
No, I was with her for 14 years. We've been together for 12 years. Nothing ever happened. I thought I was defective. I thought that the reefer had killed the sperm cells, whatever. And I had knee surgery, and I started lifting, you know, like doing squats and drinking protein powder from GNC, and that puts that Yankee into action.
Whoa.
Jack.
Well, that is some endorsement for GNC and protein powder.
No, it's an endorsement for squats. You know, when you're 18, you do squats. You're like, I wonder where I'm getting all this, you know, whatever,
from why I'm
waking up and stabbing people. But all of a sudden, I'm 40-something, and I'm getting the same feeling. All of a sudden, she walks in one day, she goes, you knocked me up. And I'm like, come on.
You thought she was just
cheating. I didn't know.
You thought she was cheating?
Yeah, I thought I was defective. I thought nothing was working. So the baby's healthy. She's beautiful.
The paternity test came back.
Everything.
Yours,
no, there was no paternity test. Once you see the baby.
You're like, oh, yeah, that's Joey's.
Yeah, that's
no
Joey's.
Denying that one.
No, you can see that that's definitely mine.
So. I didn't know you started your comedy career in Denver, because I was still in high school. That's pretty much where I started my radio career, was in Denver, at Alice 106 there.
Yeah.
And how long did you live in Denver?
I lived in Denver. I left New Jersey. I owed a bookie, so I went to Aspen first. And when I went to Aspen, I realized that if you establish credit, you know, when you live at the state for a year, like Colorado Mountain College would let you go. So in-state
tuition.
So even though I was a criminal, I took a couple credits at night. You know, I took like residential wiring and history and, you know, math for college. I just took them because I like learning.
Mm-hmm.
And when I moved to Boulder years later, I went to continuing education in Boulder. One night they said, listen, you've got too many credits. you got to transfer into the university. I'm like, what? I was taking those courses without even a GED. I quit high school my senior year and went back, and I was one credit short to graduate. So I said, I'm not going to summer school for one credit. I got things to do. So I went to college without even having the GED. So I had to go get my GED, then go to the University of Colorado, and they accepted me. And then I got in trouble. I got locked up. And that's where I really kind of started my comedy career, when I got locked up.
So you owed bookie money in New Jersey. So you
right.
went to – were you planning on becoming a mountain man? Were you planning on disappearing in Colorado?
No, I even went back to Jersey, and it was horrible. After, like, from 84 to 85, it was just horrible. I didn't want to – I couldn't live with all those people. Once you're in Colorado, God's country, especially where I was. I wasn't even in Denver. I was in Aspen, Snowmat, Basalt.
Could breathe.
Yeah. You know, I used to see – what's his name? When she was a little girl.
Oh, damn. I'm usually good at this game.
Almost Famous.
Kate Hudson.
Kate Hudson.
With Goldie Hawn.
With her mother and father and old Snowmass. I'd see him getting gas.
That's right. They're
she
always
was a
there.
Little girl. She was just a little girl. I used to see all those people.
So why'd you end up going to jail?
Kidnapping and aggravated robbery. Oh, yeah. It was a great afternoon.
So how much did Goldie Hawn pay to get her back?
No, nothing. She said, no. $50, take her or leave her. I got in trouble in Boulder years later. With drugs, you know, in 87 when the drug scene was high.
And now look at Colorado.
Now but they always had good reefer in Colorado. They've been smoking Cheech and Chong reefer in Colorado since Jesus left Chicago. A lot of people didn't know that. They've been smoking good reefer in Colorado for 30 years. They're just finding this out now. I knew that. That's why I stayed. You know, you got altitude, you got sunlight, you got skiing, and the best reefer in North America. Nobody knew this. Now, you know, they have it down to a science. As far as the business angle of it. But
it's,
they had the growing angle. Yeah, they had the growing angle 30 years ago.
It was in the news maybe earlier this week that there's a sushi restaurant in Denver that has a pairing menu with weed. So you order this sashimi, it goes well with this these like dessert pot cookies and stuff like that. So
it's blowing up. Listen, let me tell you something. I'm an advocate. I try to. But medical marijuana is making a lot more money than gay marriage. So what am I getting, 50 and you're going to have a party at Starbucks? That don't put no money in the Gitas for the state.
Yeah.
So why, even Florida, you know, the Vicodin, what is it, the Oxycontin capital of the world, they're thinking of going. And listen, I would smoke dope whether it was medical marijuana or not. I have medical marijuana, I have illegal marijuana at the house, and I got gluten-free marijuana at the house. You understand? I'm ready for all seasons here, just in case you decide to smoke pot in Studio City. You know, they're all gluten-free up there. I'm gluten-free. Oh, my God. I'm allergic to peanut butter.
I would, but regular weed makes me blow.
Yeah, gluten-free weed.
Oh, all right.
Let me smack you now when I have the chance.
Do you have a medical card?
Yeah, I've always had one, but I would smoke even without. I could care less.
I've always been interested in that. Like, what would I have to – you just go in and say, what, I have anxiety?
I have sleep apnea, and I really do get anxiety. I get anxiety when I sit in the inside flight, the inside seat of the plane. I get anxiety if I have to go to the bathroom. If I have to go to the bathroom, I get anxiety. I'm 50 now, so I start sweating bullets. So,
I have the sleep apnea.
So now I'm overcoming the sleep apnea by going to jiu-jitsu. So I've been going to jiu-jitsu for the last 8 months.
You
got to
be careful with all the working out. You're going to make more kids. You're going to be 50 with about 14 kids.
I could care less. You know what I'm saying? That's why you got SAG insurance.
Did Joe Rogan pull you into the jiu-jitsu?
No, it took me a long time to get into it because I was scared of breathing on my back. I've always done the karate and thrown sidekicks for Jesus, but that was completely different. I wanted to do something different. So I'm 300 pounds now. I was 418 when I did the longest yard, so I've been working on it little by little. I go to kettlebell class 3 times a week, and I go to jiu-jitsu twice a week, so... I was on testosterone, but it does nothing for you.
Really?
It just makes you really horny. It's just Viagra plus 3D. I was walking around, horned up all the time, and then
was it injections or
once a week? But you get fired up. I mean, my wife had just had the baby. You could just tap her on the shoulder so many times.
get away from me.
You're walking around acting funny up in Studio City with all those massage parlors. Because I live on the Studio City, North Hollywood side, and they have all those massage parlors. I was out there creeping outside massage parlors. But I didn't have the nerve to go in.
Try the pampered hand.
I didn't. And then I hear stories that they do. It's wild in those massage parlors. They don't play games up there. And it's amazing when you go to North Hollywood, they have like massage parlors, tattoo shops, and weed stores. That's it. And every once in a while, the emotional, the occasional mattress store. Because North Hollywood is the capital of mattresses for some reason, Lancashire. So something's going on.
It really is.
So,
Joey Diaz is going to be performing at the Hollywood Improv on January 17th and 18th. For ticket info, go to hollywood.improv.com. You also host your biweekly podcast, The Church of What's Happening Now. And you're a regular on Joe Rogan's popular podcast,
yes,
The
sir.
Joe Rogan Experience. Yeah, Joe's been, he's called into the show several times. Busy guy, but
yeah.
he's a friend of the show. And
we love Joe.
Yeah, I used to be Joe's neighbor. Then he moved back. Then I moved back. So me and Joe are back at being neighbors again.
He's
a
fascinating guy. The thing I love about Joe Rogan is that he can talk about dirty sex and all
anything,
of a sudden, and then turn
super
and
smart.
Talk about super smart and scientific
anything.
Stuff, and you're just like, whoa.
Hilarious.
I think he stays up all night and just reads.
Incredible.
Stuff, you know?
Yeah, I don't think he ever sleeps.
No, and he has a magnetic memory, like those memories that just he reads something and he latches onto it. And it's pretty interesting to hang out with him sometimes. He's very, you might have a problem about something, run it by him. He might give you an answer you don't want to hear, but it cuts right through the chase. So it's very interesting. You know, we have a nice little family there with Ari Shaffir and Duncan.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
we
yeah.
know Ari, yeah. He's been on the show,
they're
too.
They're good guys, yeah.
Yeah, they're really good guys. So we're really fortunate.
We ask everybody who comes on the show the question, how did you lose your virginity, the story behind that? Can you recall? Everyone can recall.
Joey
Diaz. That's the one you remember is when you lost it.
He's in New Jersey.
I was about 7, and I had a Puerto Rican babysitter, and she was hot, and my mother had a bar in Jersey, so I would always ask her creepy questions, and I saved up money. It was the night Muhammad Ali was fighting Joe Frazier, so I took $20 in quarters, and I went up to her. And I asked her what a Hummer was, in other words, right? And I wanted a Hummer, and she goes, I'll give you a Hummer. Give me $20. So I went in my bedroom. You know, when you're 6 or 7, you're allergic to bats. I went in there and bathed. I washed everything real good. I put VO5 in my hand. I put on my mother's chain. You understand me? I had my little Spider-Man underwear. I powdered everything. And I waited on that bed like a savage, legs open, ready to rock. And she came in and blew a fart on my stomach. You know how people go, they do that? And I'm like, that's not what my mother does. That,
I powdered for this?
And she goes, that's it. You know, and I go, I want my $20. And I was furious. And my mother had the bar. She'd come home at 3:30, tanked. You know, my mom would come home hammered. We lived on 88th Street in New York City. I was going to PS 66, right? And I get home, and my mom would get up hammered in the morning with a cigarette. She'd still have the white rings on her nose from doing a couple blasts. And I'm like, Ma, I got to talk to you, Ma. And she's like, what? I go, Tita. Her name was Tita, the Puerto Rican. Mm-hmm. I go, last night she took $20. My mom was like, what are you talking about? Because I was saying that to her in English. I was saying the word in English. She's like, what are you talking about? I'm like, you know, Mama La Pinga. You know, do your thing. And I gave her $20. And my mom was like, what are you talking about? I'm like, I gave her $20. And I just wanted to get it over with. My mom was like, listen, I have a bar. Women come in there. And they do it for $50 to $100. Why would this lady go down for $20? And I was sitting there going, you know what? Forget it. I'm going to kill her. So my mother, I was going to kill this lady for taking my $20 because it was either that or like a G.I. Joe. And she beat me. So I finally had to talk my mother to give me the 20. Like my mother's like, how about I give you the 20? Would this be forgotten? Because I was going to stab that lady. And then I hit her like a year later with a shoehorn. That's how mad she got me. I hit her with a shoehorn during Hawaii 5-0. Because she wouldn't let me watch Hawaii 5-0 in the beginning, made me used to lose my mind. The original.
Oh my God!
When they're surfing and stuff. When you're 7, you lose your mind. So that's how I look. And then the virginity part. I don't know. That's my mental virginity.
Right, right.
Oh my God.
The virginity. I think I lost it behind St. Bridget's Church.
Oh,
and you always, that's where you get the good action.
Yeah,
the church,
yeah, yeah.
When you're like 14 or 15, you got your gloves on. You know what I'm saying? You're back there working it with that glove. And in those days, you don't know about orgasms. You just go till your arm breaks.
Oh, my God.
Or your fingers start bleeding.
This is terrible.
Oh, Joey Diaz.
I don't know when I lost my virginity. It's been a lot of situations.
Oh, my God. You have to go see Joey at the Hollywood Improv January 17th and 18th. Mm. Hollywood.improv.com for tickets. Follow him on Twitter at Mad Flavor. And be sure and check out his podcast, The Church of What's Happening Now. Joey, thank you so much.
Thank you, sir.
Coming
thank
anytime.
Thank you very much for having me.
We'll be right back. We're out of here, Frank. Come back to 95.5 KLOS.com every day to hear more clips like these and to get the entire Heidi and Frank show. Go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium member. All access, people. On demand. Webcast. Behind the scenes. Too much to name right here. Go to HeidiandFrank.com. Check it out.